John.
Hey, John, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I got a problem.
What's going on?
The main 10-foot press brake from Bailey is not what they were supposed to sell us.
Ooh.
It's not automated, and they fucking lied. And they know it. But we're doing the first runs on the machines fully automated, and the controller that goes on that machine says it in the brochure, says it on my quote, says it everywhere, but the machine just doesn't do it. So they
Okay.
send out a technician yesterday,
Okay.
and he verifies that it does not have the CNC parts in it to do it.
Computer
Their tech
numerical
guys,
control, you mean? As I like to say.
yeah, whatever you want to call it, but what is needed for everything to click automated, that machine's not doing it.
Okay.
So the bottom line is they know the situation. Did you guys already pay them in full?
Yeah, they required us to pay them in full, correct.
Okay, so we're in a situation right now where I need to grab another machine. I'm pissing off a lot of customers. I can't do what we got to do with this machine, and we're like holding them to the fire, but I just needed to know if you guys paid them off already, because that takes us out of a good position. And then I got this lady from Ascensium. I've been stalling on her. She wants to come down and inspect everything, and she wants to come
Correct.
Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and we're going to tell her no.
Okay,
It's
well, here.
screwed up.
It's okay.
So I
Let me
don't know
walk you
what to
through.
do.
You're talking to someone that wants to help you, all right? So, every right that you have under a contract for equipment financing is yours. Bailey will not release equipment. Your other vendor did. The unfortunate part is your vendor will not get paid until we view that other piece. So the question is Bailey going to work out a way to help you out?
Well, I mean, Quincy Quincy's the one that hasn't gotten paid.
Correct.
And they're the ones that are in good standing with
Correct.
everything.
Correct.
Okay, so do we hold, Quincy hostage until Bailey takes care of it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, is Bailey taking care of it is the question.
We're going to find out Monday morning, but at this point, we don't want the machine, even if they discount it 50%. It turns into a manual machine if that controller doesn't work automatically. And it just kills our whole production line. You can't go with speed then with that thing working like a dinosaur. I mean, we could have bought a machine for 20 grand instead of 45 if we're looking for a manual working machine.
I thought your machine was like a
So,
hundred grand.
well, that particular, no, we got a few machines from them.
Okay.
That particular one was 45. Okay. We found an automated CNC from it's made by Cincinnati, brand new for 80.
Okay.
We want to grab that one
From who?
from the company that sells it,
Not from Bailey.
not from Bailey.
Okay.
We want Bailey to take this machine and refund it, and then I
Will
need
they?
to pull the trigger on this other one
Will
for
they?
almost twice the price. I
But will
know,
they?
that's the whole thing. Exactly. Well,
I mean,
and I'm trying to explain it to everybody, even if they do take responsibility for it, it was misrepresented. The way the guy typed out the quote, and in their manual, it says CNC all over it. But the actual machine is not. It's misrepresentation. The marketing side did not do their homework with the engineering side. So they advertise it as a CNC, a fully automated programmable machine, but it's not.
It says,
And that's the problem.
do you have like, I don't know the agreement you have with them, but just, any agreement you have with them is yours because the bill to, it's, the good thing is, this is not a lease, this is a finance agreement, so it's not like bill to Bank of Cardiff, it's bill to them, it's bill to you. So I just see it, is it the 220 volt, three phase, 140 ton axis programmable hydraulic press brace?
Yeah, let me just get that.
And there's another three-phase automatic metal cutting bandsaw, so I don't know if that's the one we're talking
about. No,
that's
not it. No, it's the brake press for like $45,000.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just trying to figure out what I got to do Monday. I have to start making parts. Everything is falling in on me. This is just crazy. Let me just look at this real quick. It's the one for $44,895.50. Do you see on the explanation it says two axis programmable? That's not on the machine. And even in the part number, it says 14010C.